Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth's climate may have reached a tipping point. Up next is Jim Hansen, director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York. Back in the 1980s, he was the first scientist to testify before the U.S. Congress on the threat of climate change. I spoke with Hansen at the 2007 meeting of the American Geophysical Union. Here's Jim Hansen. Dr. Hansen, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Glad to be here.
What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about climate tipping points?
Well, we're a lot closer to climate tipping points than we thought we were. If we don't roll back emissions and eventually the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, then we're going to lose all the sea ice in the Arctic, and we're going to have large sea level rise eventually, as well as many regional climate effects. So if we want to keep a planet that looks like the one that has existed for the last several thousand years, we're going to have to make some major changes in the emissions to the atmosphere, the greenhouse gases.
Can I ask you to maybe clarify what you just mentioned here about the difference between the emissions and the actual concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere? What's the difference there?
Well, the amount in the atmosphere is determined by the emissions. The carbon dioxide is now 385 parts per million. That's more than 100 parts per million more than it was pre-industrial levels. And I think we're going to have to roll it back to something partway in between those two levels if we're going to stabilize the climate and keep it at a reasonable level.
You talked earlier about target atmospheric CO2 levels. How was that calculated? What did you mean?
Yeah, the target CO2 level is a concept for what we need to aim for if we want to preserve the planet that we've known for the last several thousand years. And it turns out that the amount of carbon dioxide probably in the range of 300 to 350 parts per million. So that means it's less than it is right now. We're going to actually have to roll back the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, and that's possible. Now, today, each year we emit a large amount of CO2, and about 43% of that is taken up by the ocean and by the biosphere. If we would stop emitting CO2 with coal burning, and if we would improve our agricultural practices so that there's more sequestration of carbon in the soil, and if we'd reduce deforestation, it's possible that we could begin to reduce the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. But it's going to take some very big changes to do that.
When thinking about paleoclimate, how does that compare to how Earth's climate is changing right now?
Well, the paleoclimate shows us that the Earth's climate is very sensitive, that even 1 degree Celsius additional warming would have very large changes in our climate. And that's what was not really realized until recently, just how sensitive the climate is.
A final question. Thank you. In regards to the effects of global warming on things like Arctic sea ice, you mentioned ice sheets, sea level rise, how close are we to a point of no return, as you described?
That we really don't know, I think, because that depends upon the dynamics of the system. We don't understand how fast ice sheets can respond. But what we're learning is they're responding a lot faster than we realized even a few years ago. We have to begin to make changes within the next few years, or we very well may be beyond a point of no return.
That was Earth scientist Jim Hansen, and I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.